guilty.
Guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury.
Jury.
When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, well, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key.
Ooh, ooh,
I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine.
Ooh, ooh,
I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little candy cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
Hey, baby.
Hey, babe. Hey. I am so angry right now.
Oh, my God. I can tell your voice. You're fuming.
Branwyn, I just need to see my baby.
You're fuming, baby.
I just need to see my baby.
Oh, I'm your baby. I'm your baby.
Yeah, I'm going to love you down tonight. Are you excited to see me? It's going to be a bit, honey.
Yeah.
I'm in the airport.
I just want to get to know each other.
Yeah, I want to get to know you from the inside.
And my friend with the flower crown wants to have a cake for you.
What's happening? Honey, my flight's delayed. My flight is delayed.
That's great. I'm sorry. I mean, great. I mean.
What?
I mean, I gotta go.
Okay, but I might see you tomorrow.
Okay,
I don't know.
That's
I'm gonna
great
write
for
a
me
bunch of
Why
angry
we
letters, Branwyn.
Okay, you go do that. I love you, baby.
Are you sad you're not gonna see me for a few hours?
Yes, I'm so sad.
This is Lalu.
Her voice is so ridiculous to me. I can't believe
you're really
it's
starting to get it.
I can't believe it's a real voice.
You're really kind of encapsulated.
There, have you been to this Starbucks right next? It's like on Curson.
What are you talking about? No,
I'm talking about a person's voice.
What?
Have you been to the Starbucks on Wilshire and Curson, that big one?
What if the one by SAG?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you been there in the morning?
So
there is a woman who talks just like this.
No, I don't go to that
I'm
one.
And I'm thinking, how do you do that? That can't be real.
No, I don't. I go to another one on Olympic. It's closer to my house.
Oh.
I've been to that one. When I ask you if you want Starbucks, sometimes
right
I will go there. But now they changed the parking because of construction. There's
it's
nowhere
very annoying.
To find. You know what?
This no is one so cares. LA. No one gives a shit about this. I love it how I have to specify where the Starbucks is on Wilshire. Not the one down near La Brea,
no,
but the one on Curson.
We are a Californian sketch.
You know the one on Curson, but you have to, like, that light is really long there, and there's no more parking because they took all the meters.
And like,
I know.
And like Jackie says, don't let people know where our location is, otherwise they're going to wear
a
skin.
Probably a good idea.
Y'all, this is Life After Lockup. Okay, I figured out. I thought it was episode 3, but I think the way they're doing it, this is season 4, episode 13. They
okay
started, I think, at 11.
Yeah.
So that's how it looks like everything is naming them, except for TiVo. I don't know what it's doing.
Well, why would it be normal?
But I think it is. So it looks like this is going to be season. I can deal with this. If we have Lalu is season 4, Life After Lockup season 4, Ludlu. Love During Lockup.
Lurder.
If that's season 4, okay, this all makes sense. And then, I don't know.
I've stopped.
I think whoever's doing this at WeTV smokes a lot of pot.
I've stopped caring.
All right.
Shall we?
Partners in Crime.
Partners in Crime. Who are they talking about?
Blaine. Because he says,
oh,
Lindsay and I
right
are partners in crime.
That's right.
God, he is hotter this
episode. I can
episode
barely understand him. And I'm Southern.
He talks like some
talks
of your
like
people.
It's kind of like that. It's like he's already got a dip in, but he ain't.
I always have to watch Lalu with subtitles.
It's weird. I can understand Lindsay fine. However, sometimes we watch this on fast speed. Sometimes because people talk slow like Amber and Puppy.
You guys watch them at 1.5.
You cannot watch Lindsay at a normal speed. You can't watch her because she talks like this.
And you can't watch Destiny at normal speak because you hold your breath because she's back.
I also need to say that
this was a good episode.
I am living for Lindsay this season.
Oh,
everything she does. It's almost like the camera loves her.
She looks
and
great.
She's completely aware of herself on camera.
Yes.
And she's a star. She's a star more than she was on her first season.
And I have to say,
she reminds me of me.
Yeah. The pairing of Lindsay and Deontay.
Genius.
It's genius. I'm like, they should do a podcast. I would listen to that.
There's no way.
Although it needs to be video, so that way Lindsay can say shit, and you just see Deontay's eyes kind of bug out like, oh, my mom's not going to like this. And then above him is just a neon sign that goes, nee, nee, and it just says the word simp. Nee.
It's also that those, as I said before, those needy, vacant, hungry eyes of his.
I'd still hit it.
No, he needs too much.
I still you disagree with me, but I still think he's good in bed.
No.
I bet you that
everyone came at you and said no.
I bet you he goes down on Lindsay for hours.
Your standards are too low. And I say that as someone whose standards are very low.
Very, very, very low.
I just want to look like my pictures.
She looks good. I have to say, she got some more makeup tips or something like that.
Yeah.
She looks better.
I will say that kind of pink thing she has on is very casual corner.
Yeah.
Circa 2005, which makes sense because that's when she went to high school.
Yeah.
And she is stuck there.
Yeah. Cause she was in prison for like 18 months again. Right.
I'm saying she was in prison for like even longer.
I mean, because she got out for not that long.
Yeah.
She's telling Blaine, she's like, yeah, we're going to stay at, like, y'all, we forget. She doesn't even know what an Airbnb is. And no. I don't mean that to make
fun
of her.
What is that? It's like, what do they call those things? Airbnbs? She doesn't know the free world.
Yeah. And so, because she can't stay at the hotels because she's.
I got kicked out too many of them because I was like slinging drugs. You know, I got kicked out of them. I was slinging drugs. Scott.
So, do you, I like too that basically Blaine's like, well, she's like saying, what's the guy they have to get out of jail?
TC. I don't know. Is Jerry even awake? I guess I'm going to call TC.
And Blaine goes.
Is Jerry going to go get TC?
Well, Blaine says, well.
Thank you, Blaine. Maybe I should ask Deontay. It's weird for me to come out on the first day and Deontay to come in like, and bail this guy out. You know what? You're right, Blaine.
He is like the gay Charlie Brown teacher. Or not gay.
And I wrote down, this simp would do it. In a second.
She's like, but you see Lindsay going, oh my God, I couldn't ask him that.
No.
But as soon as
she. Oh my God, could I ask him that?
But yes, you can ask him that, y'all. So she's making coffee and he's like, are you going to have sex with him? And she's like, yeah.
I intend to.
The last person I had sex with was Scott.
And we saw how that went.
What did she say? She said, I'm not going to let. She said, I don't think Scott should get the count.
Yes.
I forget. I know this is what people say. I don't know why, but it bugs me.
What?
I don't love that people call it a body count.
And I don't have a problem with it.
I know that's how people use it, but they're just.
Like it feels like you're mowing them down?
It just. Maybe that's why you like it.
It works for me.
For me, it just feels. First of all, I think of death, of body count, like people getting killed.
Yeah.
And then also, it just. It feels reductive to reduce people to just a body of just a sinewy, muscled man with a large dick.
Still missing your point here. Still, I'm not. Still not clear on the full problem.
Okay, you know, I'm talking to the wrong choir.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
so
what do you think of their meeting? Does Deontay shows up?
She is. We all know she's a great actor, but she's honestly over the moon to see this guy.
See, I felt like her running and holding him, I felt like it felt a little
too
forced,
much.
Forced, yeah.
Yeah, maybe so. I wrote, could this work? And I went, no, never in a million years.
Well,
y'all, it's his hungry eyes. And at one point she goes, you know, why is everyone always shorter in person?
And like, I went, I don't care, his abs.
There, she's like, just take off your shirt. God, I love her.
And I remember seeing him in his underwear,
I'm terrified
y'all.
Of her.
He's got a big dick.
Oh, yeah, it's a big dick.
He's got a very big
I'm
dick.
I'm still telling you, the sex would be terrible. He would not, and he would keep saying, is that good? You like that? Is that good?
I don't think you're like wrong, that? But there's a part of me that doesn't want
I'm
you to
sorry.
Be right.
Doesn't matter what kind of equipment you have. If you are consistently asking for a temperature check all the time, I'm out of it.
I'm just saying, Deontay, if you're listening, I'd wax my back and you could call me Nicole. You could call me Nicole the Third.
It's like Matthew saying, vibe check. Vibe. That's exactly what having sex with Deontay is like. Constant
Maybe.
Vibe checks. God, I hate the term vibe check.
I don't like it either.
I would punch a person in the face if they asked me that. Or like, I would do like Lindsay. Vibe check. Do you really want to know? Do you really want to know the answer to that question? That should have been the title of this episode. When vibe Deontay check. Says, have you ever stabbed somebody? And Lindsay takes her face and it gets dark for a second. She goes, do you really want to know the answer to that question?
It's really like you hear thunder.
Yes!
Clouds rolling like the nothing from Never Ending Story.
She's kind of my hero. She's turned into a different person this season. And yes, I was terrified of her the first season. And
still am a little.
I'm a little. But I just love how she behaves on camera. I love it.
If I saw her in public, I'd be scared.
Oh,
to like,
she's terrifying. No, she's a con. Don't get me wrong.
I really want her to stay sober.
Yeah, me too.
Stay out of drugs and then like start a business and end up like, you know, taking down just like a corporate, just a terrible corporation. I want her to become like Erin Brockovich.
I think that may be asking a little much.
That's what I want for her.
I don't think she.
And then Margot Robbie could play her in a movie. I'm telling you, it works.
Margot Robbie. You're right. Margot Robbie would play her.
Or the one who just played, who's so fucking good. I haven't seen all of it. Who just played Pamela Lee. She's so good about
oh,
that.
Oh, fuck. Lily James.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could say, actually, I'm a little more Lily James on that. I will say, people, we should talk about this because we've gotten a lot of messages. I don't
the
know
Tommy
why
Lee
people
dick.
Care about Tommy Lee's dick still.
Because it's beautiful.
It's a big, beautiful dick.
Yeah. But
I'm
who
like,
hasn't seen it before?
But who? Thank you. That,
old news.
It was like, did you see Tommy Lee's dick? And I went.
I think a lot of people, I think the fact it was put on Twitter was a bigger deal.
Well, Twitter, you can put your dick up there.
But for dick pic aficionados like us,
uh-huh.
We have seen it. It is, it's like.
It's like saying, have you seen Brad Pitt naked? Yes. Have you seen the thing of the guy that played the young Magneto of him walking around in the bathroom with his huge dick? Yes. What's his name?
Oh, Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, the guy that was in Assassin's movie.
Assassins?
He was in the Assassin's Creed movie. I heard it wasn't good.
So you're saying Michael Fassbender, that's his big famous...
Well, no, X-Men, but then Assassin's Creed, yeah.
Also, shame, that's when he was naked.
Not
and he's been in so many fucking movies. God.
But like... Yes.
Is your only reference, like, if it's a comic book?
Maybe.
Wow.
But anyway, y'all, it's water is wet to us.
Yeah. So they are, he introduces Deontay
yeah, thank
to Blaine.
You. I don't know where we are.
And
Deontay is fucking casing the place.
And this
like
is.
Like he's some detective. Yolanda, he is not.
And I feel like Deontay thinks he has to do this to prove something to Lindsay. Like, it's important to Deontay thinks he has to be some type of bring the macho for women to think he's masculine.
But that's not who he is.
It's not who he is. But I think he has to do that. It's very performative for him.
He's actually, he's a simp, but he's actually obviously, he should take out the word be a man or masculine, because he's actually a pretty sensitive guy.
Very much so.
Like, and sometimes we'll say, like, ironically, sometimes with last season, he would say, like, some profoundly sensitive things, and he's really fucking funny. Like, he's got a lot going for him.
I think he's...
Don't need to be a macho.
I think there's a big difference between funny and unintentionally funny.
Yeah, but I think he does fun. I mean, come on. They did a fucking Lord of the Rings goodbye to fucking Nicole Jr.
Right, but I'm saying...
He knew that was funny. They built a coffin for Nicole Jr., et cetera.
But he's not a joke teller. I think...
He's not a joke teller, no. But he's self-deprecating. Like, he'll say, like, I'm nervous like that fucking donkey on Shrek. He knows that.
I agree, but I'm saying it's interesting you refer to him as funny. I think he's funny in a reality show sense.
Yes.
And I don't think he could be funny. I doubt he's funny in life.
No, but I think he's a reality show star.
I would agree with you.
That's
there.
That's why I think they're a good pairing. But yeah, Blaine is kind of like, I think Deontay is confused. You just explained it to me. The reason why Deontay is Deontay can't understand him either.
I think Deontay is trying to figure out who this person is, and there's this need to always to be pushing back, he thinks, and for people, because there's a need to always create some type of drama. But what he's doing is making the women he's involved with go even harder. And yeah. I don't think he realizes that. He has set himself up to fail.
Yeah.
So they're talking about, Blaine says, they're like, how do you guys know each other? And Lindsay, without a missing beat, he used to sell drugs for me. Down, he's like, and the googly eyes go, ding, 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 ding,
and he's
ding,
like, but that's what's funny. Deontay says, are you like a queen pin?
Yes. Now that's funny. Now, what's interesting is, and Blaine's like, yeah, no, easy. I'm like, it's like a bottle of harm on somebody. And he's like, if you ever stabbed, that's when you,
do you really want to answer to that? If I've stabbed somebody?
And I love that Deontay says, I thought you were in prison for writing your name in someone's desk.
Carving something in a desk.
And I went, you still shouldn't date someone who does that. Someone who carves their name in someone's desk is not someone you should date, y'all.
It happens. That ruled too many people out for me. I'm not willing to make that.
God, I just know one day you're going to introduce me to, because Poodle has never introduced me to a guy yet that he's dated. One inadvertently, because we saw him at the Hollywood Bowl, but not like...
You've met people I've dated.
Not like, hey, let's go to dinner and meet this guy I'm dating.
No, why would I?
But I know the one time he ever does that, like a formal meet this person I'm dating, it's going to be someone with definitely neck tattoos and probably a teardrop on his face.
Ooh. God, I love... Speaking of body counts... Ooh,
and I'm just gonna be like, "Hi!"
So they're basically talking. Deontay says, "You know, I obviously would want you to come be with me in Virginia, but Miley Grace is the most important. So I'll definitely move down here if that's what I need to do."
Y'all, this man's gonna have to change his job.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's he'll do it.
Move every- Oh, poor Mama Deontay. Mama
D. Stop
the bus. Oh. I can't wait for her to meet Lindsay.
And lastly, when they're leaving, she's going, can I drive?
It's like, do you have a license?
Shall we move on to Amber and Puppy?
Puppy.
It's girls' night with Amber, Puppy, and Queen.
It's a girls' night out.
And it looks like a La Quinta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. This kind of made me nostalgic. For those times, like on choir tour and things like that, when you just would, you would go to these fucking shit. At least we would shit towns
motels,
on,
yeah.
And there weren't like great bars, so you would all and you all couldn't afford really go to a bar.
Just hang out in a hotel room.
Just hang out in a hotel
room. Sleep where you fell.
You'd make punch in somebody's bathtub.
You'd hook up with the night manager of the hotel.
Okay, I think someone has a different experience than me.
Wait. That's not common?
No, I don't think it is.
Sorry. Sorry. They are always the sketchiest people.
Please tell me you haven't woken up in the laundry room of a hotel.
I have hooked up with a night manager. And they're the they're the sketchiest people. Woo! They're hot, though. They're always men, almost exclusively. And they're always a little sketch.
Now I understand why we, on our tour, we can't book anything at the Wyndham Suites.
Ooh, the Wyndham. It's been a week there one night. Yes. So,
how are you alive?
I had some close calls. They always have tattoos. Yeah, tattoos.
Wow.
So they're talking about Eric leaving and puppies in her feelings, and she's kind of crying. And they even say, you don't seem yourself. You don't seem happy. And she's
not
like, I know.
What happened in this? It was all kind of one beat.
But it's, and they're talking about playing both sides, and Heather is Eric's ex. And y'all, she says something that is so telling of when you're not in a great relationship. He's a different person when it's just me and him.
That's not a good sign, everybody.
Huge red flag.
That's a red flag.
We can learn a lot about our own relationships from Love After Lockup.
Hey, I've learned about him from Love After. I have learned about my relationships from Darcy.
Yeah.
It's still the learning channel.
That's true. But I have to say, if that happens and you have to keep making that excuse to your friends about your significant other, that's a huge red flag.
It's a big red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a big, big red flag.
Because remember, your friends care about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you well, they should. And they, and also,
hopefully.
Hopefully. And you, but I want to make a distinction. Amber and Puppy, though, is not a friendship.
No, it's codependent
as fuck. That's what I was going about to say. It's a codependent, like.
But Queen has the same issues with Eric.
She does. So I think that's more of a friendship. But I think for Puppy and Amber, I think Amber could be friends. Puppy can't be friends with Amber.
That is true.
At least not right now in her life, because like Stevie asked, she said, when Amber was in the bathroom, she said to Puppy, are you still in love with Amber?
Right.
And Puppy was like, well, I don't know. It's, the thing is they're so enmeshed.
Puppy's so lost, too.
She's so lost right now.
I just want to go.
And honestly, I think they're both, whatever label you want to put on it, queer, gay, lesbians. And they're not, but they also, Amber knows that she can't be in a relationship with Puppy.
Amber is, she has too many,
that'll affect her sobriety.
Cultural stigma about it too.
I mean, she's literally wearing a shirt that has a
red line
say
through
no
meth.
To meth, which is good. Good reminder.
I know. I just thought it was interesting to wear it on television. I know.
Maybe she's selling it as her line. Maybe she should.
She has a new line.
Everybody does now. I just bought a Leslie Jordan shirt.
Oh,
it's his cute shirt. He wore it on Trixie Motel. That episode is so fucking funny with him and Trixie Motel. They're testing out lifeguards for the pool, and Leslie Jordan has to jump in the pool and they have to save him. Y'all, Trixie Motel on Discovery Plus is
so fucking funny.
I need
to watch it.
It's just a fun frolic of a show.
I love it. I think I'm so behind on my scripted TV right now. I just made it through The Sandman, which
I want to start watching.
Highly recommend.
All my comic book nerd friends are
freaking
out.
And y'all, of course, I want The Sandman to fuck me because who doesn't? Like Tom Sturridge.
It's a DC comic, so it's been a property forever and no one's ever gotten it right. So I'm excited to watch that.
Gwendolyn Christie, who was Brienne of Tarth,
well, speaking
plays
of
the devil.
There's a lot of great things happening because speaking of, the Dragon Show comes on Game of Thrones.
Yes,
on the 21st,
like next week,
and then also next week is Lord of the Rings on Amazon Prime.
Oh, it is like jerk off.
It's like
jerk off week for nerds.
I am going, and it.
I'm telling y'all, we are in a renaissance of scripted television, as well as reality.
Yeah, I can't tell you why, but I've gotten an inside look at the Lord of the Rings show, and it's
you
amazing.
Fucked an orc.
I did. Well, I
or one guy who was dressed up as one.
I have a friend with
Did someone call my name?
No, we can't do this.
Is this Dildo Swaggins?
No.
Yes, I've shown Matt a sneak peek of
How did you get a hold of it, Dildo?
Well, I was taking driver's ed classes.
You know what? It's the wrong show.
It is.
But if you don't think Dildo Swaggins is going to appear on 90 Day, you know who? Dildo Swaggins would love 90 Day UK.
Oh, that's right.
Because it would be people from his, people the that Shire. Talk like from the Shire. Yeah.
So we were talking about.
We went astray.
In the featurette, as I always call it.
I want fat fries from Fatburger. Doesn't that sound good? You ate a hash brown earlier, and it made me smell, think of fried potatoes now.
I do love fat fries. If you don't know what Fatburger is, y'all, that's like steak fries.
That's good.
They're creamy in the middle, crunchy on the outside.
Can't talk about it anymore.
It's the only fries I eat with ketchup. Because
yeah, they're a ketchup fry.
They are. We need to move on.
The ketchup works really well for the creaminess of the inside of the potato.
People have told us that we exacerbate their food issues. And we need to stop it. I think I agree. We need to stop thinking about that. So
that's your business.
And in the featurette, the producer asked, "So what do you think of Eric's personal appearances?" She basically said what I said last week. He looks like a sentient pile of clothing, and yeah. All like flashy, all garbage douchebag clothing
just
bought
Ed
with Marlboro
Hardy.
Bucks. Yeah.
It's not even, what's generic Ed Hardy? Like,
oh, it's awful.
I don't know, Stan Frisbee, whatever. It's just bad. You know where he gets, you know his favorite place to shop is The Buckle.
The Buckle. Oh, he is
they
totally
They speak his
buckle.
Language at The Buckle.
I still don't understand that catchphrase. We speak your language.
But I don't, if you ever have to go to Ardmore, I'm going to make you go to The Buckle at Mountain View Mall.
I'm just trying
to figure
out. I still
need to do an Ardmore tour for
the
sissies.
The Buckle. Like, maybe come together at The Buckle?
No, because it's a buckle.
Yeah. Like, I guess I'm trying to think, where does Buckle and We Speak Your Language come from?
We Speak Your Language, The Buckle.
I just find it a really strange catchphrase.
I don't know if it's their catchphrase anymore.
I think they're probably shut down.
No, the one in Mountain View Mall is still going strong.
And Mountain View Mall is the model.
Yeah, I think they're still in Oklahoma. Somebody, people have...
It's only a populated by men who are about to come out.
Probably. The Buckle, and ironically,
that's a
no,
gateway,
because
y'all.
That's just every... The Buckle, and then there's another shop in downtown Ardmore called The Rage.
The Rage.
The Rage. Yeah, my dad's third wife loved it.
What is it?
It's like
male, female clothing.
It's like
or?
The Buckle, but then like with a little bit like cute shirts that say like
Forever 21.
Have like Oklahoma, a thing of Oklahoma on it, and then a heart like where Ardmore is. It says home.
Oh, that's shitty. That's gross.
But then it has stylish stuff. It's like if.
So brainwashing about where you live.
Yeah, but it's kind of like where if, it's like one of those stores, like if Kendra Scott was a clothing line, you don't, that's jewelry.
I don't know jewelry
Kendra
lines.
Kendra Scott is a very like kind of boho chic jewelry line.
Did you watch, you
line.
Saw my face was just blank.
Like, Kendra Scott had some cute jewelry, but it was really popular. But I forgot, you didn't know what James Avery was. You know nothing about
no,
women's jewelry.
I know nothing about women's jewelry.
You don't. I don't know why. I guess you bought, you know, if Mother Poodle, he would say, she would say, you never bought me any jewelry. That's
I'm still
why.
Trying to think why you know so much.
You never had to buy your mother jewelry?
No. My father, we bought her stuff, but we normally went to, you know where we would go? We would go to wholesale jewelers.
Does your mother not have any jewelry?
She has jewelry. She's
knows.
Not a big jewelry person, though.
You know who? Your sister-in-law would know for sure,
oh,
Kendra Scott.
Oh, yes.
If
yes.
you need to buy something for your sister-in-law, get her
you should see her jewelry box.
Get her a Kendra Scott gift certificate, and you're going to be her favorite gay brother-in-law.
I already you know give what? Her stuff from Anthropology.
It's the Anthropology of jewelry. Jewelry. Next time you need to buy for your sister-in-law, just have me come with
Isn't
you.
Isn't it funny how jewelry sounds like Jewry? like the
I don't know if that's appropriate.
Like the essence of being. No, I'm just saying it's just one letter, but it yeah. just every time someone says, yeah, I love jewelry, I can think, wouldn't it be funny if they just said jewelry?
No. No.
We're going to move on.
We need to move on. You just learned how to stop that conversation. All right.
Like the prince of jewelry.
Okay, Puppy and Amber. I don't think I actually have more to them. I think basically it's that Eric kind of left. She doesn't know where he went. He comes back to the hotel room, and we find out he went to the casino all night.
Yes, yes.
And he
shocking.
Looked like, he looked like it.
Shocking.
But then they get on the bed, and Puppy says, oh.
I felt like I was sabotaged.
He just looks at me, and I just smell that, I smell just that overbearing cologne.
Tutti Frutti and Tutti Frutti vape pen.
Yes, and I just melt. That's the problem.
Oh, he's awful. He's awful!
Y'all, let's talk about Branwyn and Chaz. Chazwyn.
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 Bonnie Raitt, the sister,
is it Chazwyn or is it Braz?
I think Chazwyn.
Chazwyn, okay.
Bonnie Raitt says, no one else on earth will Ooh. Love you like me. But she still pushes him off to go.
The fact that the travel gods delayed him for 5 fucking hours on this flight to go see her.
I think the travel gods are just enjoying fucking with him.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I did not enjoy pictures of pop of blowing up balloons, and I had to move that through that faster.
Oh, that's true. That does.
We know that because I'm terrified a balloon is going to pop.
Yeah. The thing is, Branwyn, we already talked about it in the beginning of the episode, but Branwyn can't lie at all.
She can't.
And Chaz doesn't see it at all. He's like, I'm just so excited. She is not. And so her friend Tara says, is he expecting sex? And she's like, I don't know.
And Tara is either on Quaaludes or coming down from something else.
Again, her friends are terrible for her.
They are.
Terrible.
And did you notice in every scene, Tara has accessorized in a different way?
Yes. Yes.
Like there's a flower.
Yeah.
It's like she looked, she said, what is a cool way to accessorize for women who are 25 years younger than I am?
Yeah, that's yeah. Exactly, yeah, that's it.
And her hair, everything about it is overdone for the day.
It's sad because we've already talked about it on the show, but you know, spoiler alert, Branwyn's back in jail.
Yep,
we already know that. That's mm-hmm. kind of been everywhere. If we didn't know that, I would say though, she's got to get away from these friends, or she's going to get
awful.
She's going to be back in prison. You can just see it.
And Tara's like, he sounds like a little bitch.
I'm not saying Chaz is a winner.
No, by no means.
But, yeah.
And he says, I'm going to send some really, in the theater we did, I'm going to send some really nasty emails for because they're delaying my flight.
Then we see they're decorating the cabin that Chaz got for them. This cabin looks like Cabin in the Woods 2.
Yeah, it's awful.
Looks like they're going to get killed. But
less glamorous.
Smart move of Branwyn. Hey, guys. Because he literally he got in at like 3 in the morning, y'all.
Right.
And so he drove to her. So literally, he's just got like Sunday to spend with her.
Smart
move. She's got to go back that night.
Asking your 3 friends to come
Let's
to the cabin with you.
Let's throw him a birthday party. And so now instead, they're going to hang out all day with her friends.
Operation Postpone Sex.
Yes.
that's her whole life.
That's her whole life.
And y'all, he is, did you see when he comes up, she gives him the kiss of the cheek right away.
Right away.
She turns her cheek. Y'all, she's repulsed by him.
She makes this face every time she goes, I wish I could do it.
Hi.
And her neck kind of pops out and her eyebrows go. Yeah, her eyebrows go up, and you can see her neck muscles are tensing so hard because she's just going, smile, 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 smile.
That piece of metal on her face starts glowing.
And in the inside, on the inside, she's just going, ah!
Well, she's not a well person.
No.
Let's clarify, y'all.
She's not
having,
good.
Besides being an addict, she has sexual trauma out the wazoo. And none of this is going to be fixed by her friends or Chaz.
No.
And she is just putting off the inevitable.
I know Chaz tried to heal her wounds with music, but I don't think that worked
either. No, not even Untold Relic.
Untold Relic is going to heal this trauma.
This is the kind of sexual trauma that takes years to feel what I would say, and this is not a real thing, normal.
No.
To feel healthy. To feel healthy.
But the problem is, too, you know, when you do meth for a while, it fucks with the synapses in your brain and causes mental illness and can cause permanent.
Right.
So the thing that I think that she's been, because she was in prison for a while.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
So it's just, it's a lot for, it's because she was using drugs and stuff when she was her daughter's age stripping.
Yeah.
She's not the daughter's age anymore.
No, she's.
So it's a lot of just, for lack of better words, it's a lot of wear and tear on your brain. And so how you're able to, it's just going to be a lot of work.
So the friends sit down and Tara's got like some kind of awful crown. And she's like, we have so many questions for you.
And then you see, this is why it's terrible for her to be around these friends. Tara just starts sobbing.
Yeah.
And you see that, oh, are all of her friends just kind of gaping wounds that all
yes.
need trauma healing.
And they're all probably either casual addicts or former addicts.
That aren't, that don't seem in a place of healthy sobriety.
No, none of them do.
Yeah. I just want to make that difference. Ironically, Blaine for Lindsay
is the most like healthy.
Seems like a good influence. I could go back on my word on that.
We'll see.
What do you think about his dick? I'm going back. Sorry. I'm getting more and more attracted to
nice.
Him.
It's nice. It's nice.
I bet he's got a cute little butt, too.
We need to move on.
Okay.
Anyway, so Tara's like, don't leave us yet, please. She's like, don't talk about this, Tara. I'm going to cry.
And then so she's like, let's go outside. So they go outside, and Chaz is like, if you're worried about moving, and she's like,
I don't want to talk about it. I just want to hang out with you today.
She says, I just want to hang out, have fun. I want to get to know you more. And I went,
you married
but
him.
But you're already married, bitch.
It is. You can just tell Branwyn doesn't really live in the real world.
They didn't know one another at all. I think out of all the Lalu couples we've met, they probably know each other the least. I would say even what's her name, Yolanda's daughter.
Indy
and
Harry.
I think Indy and Harry knew each other more than these two, and they didn't know each other hardly at all.
What is her name? The guys, Jeff and the woman who was a little bit older than him. Marlisa, I want to call her. No, that's not her name.
Or what's the guy who wore the black guy who wore all the suits and the woman like ghosted him?
Oh God! It began with a T.
Tyrese
and God, that woman.
You know what? I'm wrong. They
and
knew
Shauna.
Each other. They knew each other less.
She got that big ass.
Big ass.
That's the only thing
and then
he cared
she
about.
Got on a bus and left the motherfucker and never called him again. Y'all, the show is. I know some of you just listen to us. A lot of you are piecing out on Happily Ever After because you don't want to watch it because you're going to listen to us. That's fine. If you need a television show to, y'all, watch Love After Lockup. It will fulfill the need you need.
It will. It'll give you the messiness of I would call pre self-aware 90 days.
Love After Lockup is. It's not your 10 inches, but it is that really good top-tier boyfriend dick.
I agree.
Keeps giving.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's always hard. It's always there.
Yes. Reliable.
I'd trade everything for a good boyfriend dick.
But I mean...
saying it now.
Good boy. Like a good 8-inch boyfriend dick.
Jesus.
Well...
8 inches is a boyfriend dick for you?
I've gotten used to
what's
third,
a good
third
one? A broomstick? Just use a bowling trophy? Good God. A Brancusi sculpture? Brancusi?
I was watching, there's this Instagram, I follow it because it's called like Bespoke Medical. It's this Dr. Evan Goldstein. But I kind of appreciate what he's doing because he's on Instagram and his area of specialty is,
I think,
like,
I follow him too.
Yeah, it's butt sex. It's a lot of great information. Yeah. Like, he makes his own anal douches that you can buy, that pH balance and all this kind of stuff. They're not paying us for an advert, but they should. But anyway, he said a thing. He was like, he said, I want to talk about, there's three types of bottoms out there. There's a bottom that we see in my practice. There's a bottom who can't take any dick.
Yeah.
And I went, huh? And then he said, then number two, there's a bottom who sometimes can take a dick, but sometimes feels a little bit of uncomfortableness, or after thrusting for a while, it becomes uncomfortable. And I went, really? He said, and then number three, there's a bottom who can take anything. And I went, oh, that's me. That's me.
That's me. I don't, it needs to be 10 inches or I can't feel it.
That's me.
Hot dog,
no problem.
Hot dog down a hallway.
Yep. Woo. Slip and slide. Where are we?
Tater and Chance.
Oh.
This was interesting, you guys. This is really, it's sad, obviously, because Bobby relapsed. And
she
we
did.
We don't, we,
and
I,
like, not even relapse. She
had
OD'd.
To be, and had to be Narcan.
So think about this. Ambulance came to her house. Probably, I'm praying to God at least one of the kids was at her father's house, but the other two girls probably saw this.
Yeah.
Like,
and
not
the,
good.
And the cops came and said, we could take your kids away, or Chaz could go back.
Well, because Chaz, he can't be around this. And
Yeah, what do you?
Did happen, at least the editing, this did happen right after they moved her to the garage.
Yes, that is true. Now, I saw this when they moved her to the garage, I saw this as saying, this is a part for you to live independent. This is for you to have your own
space. I
saw
it too, although it still, like I said, looked like a crack den.
It did.
It wasn't ready. But no, I think it was, I actually saw that as a way of, this is a way to support you.
Right.
I think saying, hell, you could live here forever.
Right.
And you have your own space.
Because I think it was an attempt to get her out of a codependent relationship with her sister. Because
that's what this is really all about.
Exactly, it is.
Like, Taylor, she needs to go to Al-Anon so
Taylor
badly.
Needs an Al-Anon meeting.
Because she is so wrapped up in her. She feels, and what I'm saying is, if you feel responsibility for someone's sobriety, you need to go to Al-Anon or CODA, whatever.
It's not your fault.
No.
None of this is her fault.
None,
and even Tater says, do you think it was your fault? Do you think it's your fault that you moved? And it's like Chance that like thinks for a minute, and because Chance is now in recovery, and Chance says, basically, look, I've had my experiences. I was an addict. I was like all this. I was like cocaine, meth, blah, 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 all these things.
He OD'd.
And he's like, so by now, you guys, Chance knows that his addiction is his issue.
Yeah.
And the one thing, and I'm sure he won't say this to her because it's not the right time, but to say to Tater from someone she trusts, Bobby's addiction is, you are not responsible for your sister's addiction.
I'm sure he said it. I just wish he would say it on camera, but I'm sure he has said it. Here's the deal, y'all. Famous last words. Can we trust Chance now?
I still don't think so.
I'm starting, maybe, I'm going to say yes. I feel like Chance is in this to, like, build a family with her. And
I still don't trust him.
I think maybe now that he's chubbier, he like maybe feels like he doesn't have as much game, even though chubby guys have great game.
I think he's still hot. And
oh, yes.
One of the reasons I don't trust him is because I'm really attracted to him.
Well, now so I don't trust him again. Okay. So if Poodle's really attracted to him, then I can't fully trust him. Sorry. I was there.
Know that. If I'm really attracted to someone, you need to be extra suspicious. But anyway, Tater basically says,
I would have lost my kids, and that was too much for her. So maybe this is the first step in creating a boundary.
I do, yeah, I do say, just from what we've seen with Bobby, Bobby does manipulate her sister and take advantage of her.
And I think the best thing would be to, and it, because for Bobby, the best situation would be to live with Tater forever and have Tater take care of her.
Yeah. And not be, have somebody else.
And not have someone else. And for Tater doesn't want that, y'all. And that's, it would, if it would, if Chance would have been anyone else, Tater or Bobby would have still resented them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think for what they've got to work out is just, again, there's a way you can support someone's sobriety without having responsibility in it.
Right, right, exactly.
Let's talk about Brittany. There's a lot of people this episode.
Yeah, like seven.
There, yeah, we could almost this do fucking was, two parts.
This was nothing. I'm really not a fan of them this season. I feel like we've jumped the shark.
Theirs feels very Fraudacity.
Yeah, and I feel like, and y'all, it can be based in reality, but when it's too much and too, almost feels like a reenactment.
He's being too cruel to her.
He is, and he's never been that way.
That's not who he is.
I agree.
So if this is real, my fucking heart goes out to Brittany because he is completely making a 180 than
he
was.
He has been, he's done a complete 360, as we say on this show. Because all those fucking numbnuts,
it's like
don't know their geometry.
I thought about Chelsea Handler posted on Instagram. She just said, PSA, we need to talk about the fucking difference of the word regimen and regime. She said, if you're starting a cleanse, that is not your new regime. She's like, a regime is Putin or Donald Trump or whatever she said. But she said, people need to start getting smarter or I'm just going to kill myself.
I need her to come back. I love Chelsea Handler. I loved that show.
I feel like we're in a time I need.
Or Chelsea Lately, as you thought her name was.
I need Chelsea Handler and Kathy Griffin to come to be back. Both of them. I love them both.
Oh,
will forever.
Bring back women in late night. Because yeah. Lily Singh had a show for a while, but it was on so late, no one ever saw it.
No one ever saw
My
it.
My friend wrote for it, and I watched some of it. It was good.
I think Chelsea Handler would be great on late night. Yeah. I think she should. Because you have to have a woman that is fucking, has like the same thing like Joan Rivers had, this kind of brassiness and like fucking badassery.
Right.
Because
Samantha Bee's show just got canceled.
It did?
Yep.
Canceled or they're done?
Done. No, they got canceled.
Oh. So there's not any.
Yeah.
Wow.
So let's move on.
In other news, Brittany's hair looks good.
She does. It looks
her
good.
Her hair is fucking gorgeous. I love the color. I love it all.
The only thing we need to tell you guys, if you don't watch, they went to therapy, and Marcelino says, I talked more than I have in a year, and I'm thinking,
that's something.
Well, that's something. And he, you guys, he's texting, and he's like, you see him texting, he says, I need to see someone who knows me. And then Brittany is meeting Amanda, and I didn't get the other friend's name. But
Shannon,
her ex-girlfriend, Amanda is her ex-girlfriend.
Amanda is her ex-girlfriend.
Who they had the threesome with.
And Amanda's who they had the threesome with. So the whole point of this is we find out who Marcelino's been texting this whole time.
Was it Amanda?
At least they're making us think that he was Instagram messaging Amanda.
Okay.
We don't know because he's texting someone in the car wash and he said, like, I don't like how this ended. This is what feels fake about this. Amanda and Brittany are good friends.
Exes.
If Marcelino texted her in January, Amanda would have fucking told Brittany.
That's a great point.
She wouldn't have waited months to tell her this.
Yep. That's why there's so many.
Fraudacity.
It feels Fraudacity, and it's sad because their previous seasons of Lilu have been so compelling with her mother's sobriety, meeting her father again, reconnecting. This is such a letdown, to be honest.
So here's what I'm going to say, and possibly
Cindy looks good, by the way. Her mom.
Cindy looks great. Is this another reconcept? Should we reconceptualize then Love After Lockup? Or do we have a spinoff of this show that is more like a Happily Ever After of 90 Day Fiancé, a show where we see couples who are still together kind of living their lives, and it's truly a reality show. Because I feel
that's
like
true.
The drama in Marcelino and Brittany's life is not in their relationship.
So let's say this is a Happily Ever After-esque kind of thing.
This is called Life After Lock.
Yeah.
Right? So to me, then it should, does this show that if it's not love, we took love after the title, why can't it be just their life? Like, I would be way more interested in seeing Brittany try to build her career. Like, that's interesting for me. Someone who came from nothing trying to build a real estate career. I would watch a fucking thing of her going in homes and, like, doing real estate stuff. It's a totally different show.
I was going to say, that's not the demo of the show.
So I feel like they're like, how do we keep this couple who Matt Sharp has said feels like the heart of the show when their relationship is fine?
I don't know. I just know that it's not interesting to me.
It's not.
So
What is interesting to me?
Dude, I was busy.
I was busy.
What do you think of this woodland theme for my nursery, dude?
What's woodland theme?
I'm not sure.
Hedgehogs? I'm not aware of that.
Trees?
I'm at an age where most of my friends' kids are out of nurseries now.
Yeah.
So I don't hear about nurseries anymore because all their kids are... I'm at the age now where everybody's kids in kindergarten and first grade right
when
now.
My friends would talk about their nursery, I would just zone out.
Oh, no. I love talking about a nursery. Sissies, if you've got a woodland theme, send me a message. Not at Reality Gays Podcast, because Poodle will...
I don't want to see it.
Poodle will look at it and then not put it unread, and I'll never see it. He'll just, like, heart it, and I'll never see it.
Nope.
So send me a theme, Matt Marr.
I don't give a shit about your nursery.
Doesn't give a shit about your nursery,
nope.
Y'all.
I'm never having children, so...
Neither am I.
You never know.
Maybe. I have a friend who had it later in life. Maybe.
I don't know. I just...
If I'm single
thanks.
And no one loves me, I might have a kid so they're beholden to love me because I adopted them.
Wow.
I love
that
you.
Says a lot. Think we need to process that. Yikes. So Destiny and her friend, I don't know their name. The thing we found out, you guys, is Destiny is pregnant.
I just wrote her name is eye makeup.
Yeah, it's something.
Y'all, this woman doesn't look like she's sober.
This is, and it's also very NoCal trash. Very Northern California.
Yes,
it's really
rough. The problem too is
Hella.
Destiny's a freelance makeup artist now. That's her career. Don't be with this woman. Fix her makeup. Because Destiny actually looks pretty good. She's using too much eyelashes, but that's the style now. I wish she didn't put so much eyelashes on the bottom.
Why do we do that? So we find out that she did get divorced from Jason, the guy she was with. Jason, we hardly knew ye.
Yes.
And
but that's baby daddy.
Is it?
Well, there's no way.
I think
way.
It has to be.
It has to be. There's no.
But she's like,
because
you know,
she said, I don't know if Jason's going to. She does say, I don't know if Jason's going to help out with the baby.
She's so like, well, Jason's Sean baby. Still owes me money because, dude, I should pay. He should pay me for sticking around all that time like I did.
So let's unpack this.
I don't know if I can.
Let's unpack the reasons why Destiny feels.
Because he lied
Sean,
to me.
Sean owes her money.
He took half of my car and half that was my money. Dude.
That was never her car, I don't think. I think that was Sean's car.
She's made up all this in her head.
But he should pay her for that. And, dude, I was with him for a long time. He owes me just for that.
For being with him.
Just for being with him and taking all of his money.
But Sean is so stupid. Sean is so stupid, he would give her money.
He will.
Yeah. Later on, Sean and Sarah are writing their wedding vows.
Okay, I love Sarah, and Sarah doesn't deserve this, y'all. But at the same time,
I don't love her.
She knew what she was getting into.
No, she knows exactly what she's getting into. No, and we find out Destiny. She did. Sean did tell Sarah. Destiny called him, and Destiny's like, you know, getting his number was really easy. I have convictions for forgery, fraud. All this stuff, I could easily find his number on Facebook.
She, y'all, the rap list she listed was like 10 fraud.
She's a criminal.
Yeah.
She's a fucking criminal. She's never going to go straight. Destiny's one of those.
Never.
Lindsay has a chance of doing it.
I feel sorry for this baby. I hope she's not using while she's pregnant.
Destiny is unrepentant.
Yeah, that's a great word for Destiny.
She's not sorry for anything. She's sorry she got caught.
The only thing that could possibly make Destiny change would be if she had like a waitress moment and suddenly cared about her child.
That'll never happen.
I don't think so either.
Never. No. Waitress moment.
That was a gay analogy, but it's true.
So,
More waitress the movie, not the musical.
I don't think she was a bad girl, though.
No, she wasn't a bad girl, but she didn't give a shit about the kid the whole time when she was pregnant. I don't care about this baby. This is your baby. She hated her husband. She's like, I don't care about this baby.
Right.
And then the baby was born, and suddenly she's like,
I see what you're saying.
Life.
I thought you were saying the way they were similar, that Carrie Russell was similar
to
Destiny.
If you watch Waitress the Musical, I like the musical a lot. Obviously, I'm a Sarah Bareilles fan. I love her. But the movie is so good. It's such a sweet, good movie.
The movie...
Great actors.
It is very difficult to put a nuanced film into a musical.
Yes, the film is very nuanced.
It's very nuanced. There's no black and white in the film.
Yes. Can't do that in a musical.
Yeah, it's harder. It's a lot harder.
A lot harder.
Especially with the type of pop music that Sarah writes. Sarah Bareilles writes. And I said that we're friends. Well, Sarah.
Oh my God, I wish we were. I feel like we could be friends with her.
Well, my student just worked with her, so I'm sure she knows her now. We'll see if we can connect her.
Let's go to lunch. God, you can't make anything happen.
I know. So we find out basically that Sarah still doesn't know that Destiny's out. And Destiny basically says, what if we just crash the wedding? Would it be crazy? I'd go in there and say, bitch, you owe me money.
And then we find out Sean has never unfollowed her on social media.
No! I love it.
So and that's the sickness. Sean wants that.
Yeah, he does.
Sean wants this attention from all these women.
He's such a loser. I can't.
So Destiny said, it'd be great to be like, does anybody object to this? And I go, dude,
I do. Bitch, he owes me money.
I was busy, but I'm here.
Poor Sarah. I was busy in jail.
I love when the producer said, like, how do you have Sean's number? And she says, that's where she does the rap sheet. But she just says, getting his number was easy. He never blocked me on social media. Duh. Like, duh.
My girl.
Y'all, Destiny still using the word duh. I don't think we're supposed to say that anymore, but
no. So, Brittany and Ray, I'm not happy to see Brittany back. I think Ray looks a lot better.
Oh, Ray looks great. There's a scene where he's wearing a turtleneck, and I was into it.
But I'm saying,
I like those.
There's just... Physically aside, there's a lightness about him.
He looks
that
better.
I never saw their season.
So
I was really concerned about
him. I'm going to call this now, and I don't know if you're going to agree with me or not. I think they're Fraudacity. I think they're fine.
They're fine. They're fine. Totally.
I think Brittany is playing to the camera.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Brittany has gotten any better because she is saying things like, what are you dressing like that for work? And he leaves without his phone, and she calls her friend Shantae and says, I just need to know where the hoe's at.
Where the hoe's at. That made me laugh.
From the front to back.
I will say, Brittany looks good.
She does.
She got her wig laid right. She looks good. Her make, she looks
and
really good.
Guess where Ray is going? He isn't going to hoes.
He's going to ask for the parents' permission.
He's bringing yellowtail wine to Mama
it's
and
like
Papa
10 in
Brittany.
The morning. This is why I think this is a Fraudacity bit, because he asked for the blessing and the mother agrees.
I know. That's Fraudacity, because that mother was so anti him.
So, and the dad says, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. They were super disagreeable their first season.
And the dad was more on Team
right.
Ray. And now the dad is saying, no, you got to work for it more and prove it.
This is the thing.
And I'm like, y'all, he served his prison. I do get bothered. I understand by people earning your trust. There's
right.
a difference. People should earn your trust. But I do feel like if someone paid for their crime.
They're so judgmental.
Don't keep punishing someone who's doing the right things.
The thing about these people
balance,
is
though.
Brittany's grown.
And the mother says that.
And
the mother says they're grown adults.
And they, but they keep acting like she's 15 years old.
Because she keeps acting like she's 15 years old.
And if it was me, I would tell Brittany, I'm like, look, you're, if I was Ray, your family can think whatever they want. I want to marry you. It's your responsibility to convince them, or it, you can, your relationship with them is your, I'm going to be as I'm going to be so great to them, but I don't have to bend and scrape to them my whole life, because yes, both of them love it. And it's
gross to
see.
That would make me respect Ray more.
Me too.
I'm going to say something. I don't think you're going to agree with me on this, because so far, if we have two couples that we feel like are fraudacities, it's a little hard watching Brittany and Marcelino, because I just feel like, ugh, I don't care about this. I care about them, but not this.
Yeah.
Because I love them together. Brittany and Ray, I kind of think I'm going to enjoy watching it. I kind of think Brittany's just going to give me, like, just jealous reality person, and I think it's going
to
be funny.
I think I'm okay with it. I just don't like to see the way
with her friends and
yeah,
stuff.
Oh, they're awful.
Yeah,
I think remember the friends with her birthday.
Yeah, I think they're gonna be awful, and I think I'm gonna love watching it.
I think I had a problem. I think it's because I like Ray so much, and I want him to do well, and so I feel like the chips are stacked so heavily against Ray, and I don't like that when they are all
it makes
treat
you
him like
you're
garbage.
Anxious. You're anxious. Yeah. If Ray keeps wearing that turtleneck, I'm fully invested in watching him. That made me see Ray in a new way.
I was like, whoa. He looks a lot better.
Like, he's always cute, but I leaned in.
I'm so glad that he just looks like there's a lightness to him that wasn't, he was so beat on by the world.
Well, he's been working now. He's making his own money. He's like, he's not even worried about the $140,000 in restitution. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's a lot of money, but it's like a house payment. They're in Houston. Like,
right.
It's not a crazy amount of money. He's like, yeah, I got this.
And it's the kind of money that you will pay off every year.
I'm,
ooh. Anyway,
that's
the show.
Responsible man in a turtleneck, give me.
Okay, enough.
All right. Woo!
That's the show.
That's it. Close this out. I just hit my face with my microphone.
I know.
I just hit my chin. I'm hurting.
Y'all, that's the show. You can follow us on Instagram. Zip it. I'm trying to outro us. Zip it. You can follow us at Reality Gaze Pod on Instagram. You can follow us at Reality Gaze on the TikTok, where we were a viral sensation.
Yes.
You can follow us on Twitter at Reality Gaze Podcast. Yes. Reality Gaze Pod, sorry.
And remember, you're on our Patreon at Supercast, so next week we're going to be announcing live shows.
Woo!
And you're going to be able to get the pre-sale for that. Tomorrow?
Yeah. That's when we're announcing.
Tomorrow? Sunday?
Monday. Sorry, 2 days
from
now.
Oh, this show airs on Sunday.
Yeah.
So tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. I hope all the links work.
Well, the links we won't publish until later.
The links
are going
to go on Wednesday. That'll be for the pre-sale for all of our Patreon Supercast members.
Yep.
God.
Here we go.
Launch weeks are so stressful.
They are. They're very stressful.
We don't even have our tour art yet.
Yeah, we need to get on that.
He's on it.
Maybe it is. Hold on. Let me see.
We got to go, everybody. We'll see you next.
Yeah, we're doing it tomorrow. Yeah.
We'll see you next week, y'all. But until then, we will.
Lilu you later.
Lock me up. Throw away the key. Ooh.